Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the choir singing, This World Is Not My Home. And then part 3 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled, God is Exceedingly Greater, from Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 21.
At home. some kind of filling. He gave you a complete filling. And you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, amen. Filled with God's Spirit. Filled with His Word. Filled with His power, amen. Amen. Praise God. Now unto Him, these are powerful words. Now unto Him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Unto Him be glory in the church, by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. And the church said, amen. You may be seated. We need to celebrate how awesome our God really is. Amen. Stay with the Word today. You need to stay with the Word. Stay with me. And realize that His promises can override every fear, every doubt, every worry that comes to you in any form of concern, because there is nothing too hard for our God. See, some of you haven't gotten to that place yet. All you see are the obstacles, but you don't see the opportunities that God brings through the obstacles. See today, God will, every setback that you face in life, you look at it as a defeat, where God says a setback is not a defeat. It's actually a setup to show you that you can't do anything on your own, but with Christ you can do all things through Him that loves you today. And so today, it's not about what you can do. It's not about what you can think. If you'll get the mind of Christ and the power of God in your life and get the blood of Jesus on your life today, you'll find that your life is going to be changed. See, too many of you are living nominal Christian lives. You live in status quo. You're just getting by. You're in a rut. You're in a routine. It's just a Sunday through Monday thing. I mean, from Sunday to Monday of every week, it's just a cycle that you go through. Every day you get up and you go to work. Every day you come home. Every day you eat. Every day you go to bed. Every day, I hope you're taking a shower. Every day you're brushing your teeth. Hope you're doing that too. But listen, you just find yourself in a rotten rut. All you're doing is just going through the motions. You're just existing. Do you realize that we serve a God that didn't come for you just to merely exist? He came that you could live. And He came that you could live life. He came that you could live life more abundantly. But preacher, every time I try to live for God, the devil comes at me and tries to defeat me. Well, listen, who are you listening to? The devil, or are you listening to God? If you'll submit yourself to God, you can resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Hello, y'all. See, the problem is you're not submitting. The problem is you're not giving your life to the Lord. The problem is today you got a part-time Christianity. You got a part-time relationship. You're more concerned about the world and the flesh and everything else that you're involved in than being concerned about what God wants you to be involved in. If you'll just let go today and let God take over, if you today will crown Him Lord of your life. See, it's a thing of submission. It's a thing of commitment. It's a thing of being sold out. It's a thing of putting Jesus first today. And let me tell you what, we don't serve a part-time God. And He didn't save you with a part-time salvation. He saved you entirely and completely. And He wants you to be delivered. He wants you to live holy. He wants you to live right. He wants you to live righteous. He wants you to live that He is glorified in all that you're doing, that He is honored and blessed in all that you say and all that you do. But you've got to get out of this part-time Christianity. Well, preacher, I got things to do on Sunday night. What have you got to do that's greater than being in the house of the Lord? I'll tell you what you got. Nothing. But preacher, we got to fire up the grill tonight. Fire up the grill tomorrow. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. You put everything ahead of God. You won't come to church on Wednesday night. We've got one of the most bodacious, encouraging, strengthening, life-changing Bible studies going on in the book of Ezekiel, and you're out somewhere flitting around in the world doing something that you have no business doing, or in some place that you have no business being, and you're not serving God, and you wonder, I don't understand why I can't get past what I'm in. I can't understand why I can't get victory. I can't understand why nothing good happens in my life. Because you won't put God first in your life. Amen. That's the bottom line. Well, preacher, I come to church on Sunday morning. Well, bless your sweetheart. But there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. Amen. There's more to it than that. Amen. But you don't understand, I got to go to work tomorrow. I go to work every day, 7 days a week. So don't pull that card on me. You ask that little sweet blonde-headed girl sitting over there behind that desk how many hours her husband works every day. I'm not asking for pity. I'm just telling you. My life is about serving God. And there's no better life. There's no greater life. Amen. And if you learn that and absorb that and live that and stop making excuses why you're not serving the Lord. How many of you would like somebody to come to your house and rob you tonight? They won't come to our house, I promise you that. Squirt's a little boy, but I tell you what, he got me again this past week. Bit me again. Squirt got me again. I'm bringing him to your house, bless God, and let him turn. I'm going to bring him to Louis Lee's house. I tell you what. Louis will be running around that house at 100 miles an hour. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got to worry about the way in my house. I got a man-eating dog. Amen. Yeah, he will. I'm telling you, he's 25 pounds of nothing but mouth. He really pushed my envelope the other night. He really pushed my envelope. I mean, I fed him, right? Bite the hand that feeds you. That's not the first time. And finally, Carlton has let the light go on in his brain. Don't fool with a dog when he's eating. Well, he was through eating. He was going through the kitchen. I reached out. Hey, Squirt. Wow! I said, you put in your cage. Then it's amazing. These dogs, they can take that lip and they can pull it up. And brother, let me tell you what. Those little teeth that's right that big, they look like they're that big. Amen. That little rascal, he started snarling at me, growling at me, and Cynthia's saying, I hate that dog! I hate that dog! I hate that dog! Oh, listen, Caesar would have taken care of him with one bite. But, so, you know these things that you get wrapping paper in, the tubes? Oh, Lord, I say this, I probably have people from animal rights coming knocking on my door next week. That's hard. I said, you need a beating, boy. I took one of those things. I'm chasing him through the house. He's snarling and snapping at me. And I'm popping him on his rear end just as hard as I can. And every way he runs, then he runs over and gets behind his mama's chair and hides. Always hiding behind mama's coattail. That's the way he does. Amen. Well, this time mama didn't bail him out. Amen. Then he was so scared, and I tell you what, I know my blood pressure went up to 1,000 over 1,000. I don't even have blood pressure problems. I felt like, bless God, I'm about ready to have a meltdown. I'm about ready to kill a dog. I'm about ready to do something. I got to stop talking like that. He about pushed my buttons to the point. Finally, I said, get back in your cage. He just sat there. Get back in your cage. He wouldn't get. So then I had to start talking. Come on, Squirt. Come to Daddy. Come on. He was scared to death. He sat there in his cage for an hour, just didn't move, just fixated, wouldn't do anything. I had to slip him. I better not tell this. Don't let her hear. I had to slip him a treat through the cage to let him calm down. Don't y'all condemn me. Y'all do your kids the same way. I hope you don't put them in cages. Amen. Amen. I'm just playing. Let me get back to the subject. I don't know how I got on Squirt. Lord have mercy.
If you made a decision for Christ after listening to the program, we'd appreciate to hear from you. Remember, the phone number is 434-845-8796. And press option number 4 and let the pastor know. Once again, we thank you for tuning in to our program today, and we trust that the Lord will bless you and that you'll be blessed. Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Yosemite Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.